The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
On this week's Stop Animal Cruelty program, we'll examine the gruesome truth behind the illegal dog meat trade in Southeast Asia with John Deli of the Soy Dog Foundation, a non-profit charitable group that helps homeless, neglected and abused dogs and cats on the island of Phuket, Thailand. The word soy in Thai means side street or alley. The group is also active in helping rescue the thousands of canines and felines struggling to survive the flooding in Bangkok and surrounding areas that began in October 2011.
Dogs have always been referred to generally as man's best friend, and good reasons for that. And in modern times, of course, we see dogs used in a huge variety of purposes by man, from looking after people with physical disabilities, blindness, through security work, working with the police.
Sadly, however, this beautiful friendship is betrayed in some parts of Asia, where millions of dogs are slaughtered for meat and also have their fur barbarically ripped from their bodies while they're still conscious for use in so-called fashion garments and toys. An even more shocking fact is that the victims of this heartless trade are often the stolen companions of loving families who have no idea of the tragic fate of their beloved animal friends. In Thailand alone, approximately 1,000 dogs are captured, smuggled, and sold in neighboring countries every day.
The vast majority of them that we're seeing now that are being exported are pets stolen off the streets. They're all extremely friendly dogs, and it's clear that they're all being pet dogs, so certainly had an awful lot of contact with humans because they're not frightened of humans, and many of them are trained. Dogs are acquired by gangs who will pick these dogs up off the street. They'll steal them from people's gardens, pet dogs, whatever, and they will transport them by truck back to Tarua, where they are then contained. And once there are sufficient numbers, some will be killed there if they're not particularly good conditioned dogs for local consumption. But the vast majority, and this is the trade we're trying to stop, will be illegally transported to Vietnam.
The conditions under which the stolen dogs are transported prior to slaughter are beyond inhumane. As a result, many die from suffocation or severe injuries long before they reach their destinations in nearby nations.
Now, the way they do this is, in effect, and you have to see these cages to believe it, but a cage is actually probably about the size of this table, a bit shorter than this, but that height and about that width. So if you can imagine a cage like that, they will stuff between 10 and 12 dogs alive into a cage that size. So the dog literally can't move, it's probably bent in position. These cages will be piled onto big trucks, several hundred dogs per truck. The cages will be stacked high, probably three or four across. The dogs in the middle generally are suffocated to death way before they get to Vietnam. And they're driven to the Mekong River, and from there transported over back onto trucks and then driven all the way across Laos to Vietnam. No water, no food, literally cannot move, so tightly packed that they're just stuck like that. One of the first dogs we brought down from Nakhon Phanom was initially paralysed. In actual fact, she's now running. She still has some nerve damage, but x-rays show one of her tail bones, the lower first tail bone where the tail joins the back, has been dislodged and trapped the nerve. That was causing the paralysis, fortunately temporary. But you can see how this happens, because the dogs are pushed in all sorts of different positions and angles, and bones will be broken and dislodged and moved just simply by packing these dogs into cages.
Dogs who somehow survived the ghastly trip are extremely terrified and wounded, yet they don't know that the worst is yet to come. The methods of slaughter inflict severe agony and are chillingly torturous, all out of the sickening belief that causing immense pain prior to killing raises the adrenaline of the animals and thus tenderizes the meat.
That's the belief. It's actually totally untrue. If anything, the opposite is the case. But these dogs often have their legs broken, beaten, they're skinned alive, either by dipping in boiling water to get the skin off. We use blow torches on them while they're alive to remove the skins, hang them up, do all sorts of things before they are actually killed. And it is this horrendous way of killing these animals. There's also other beliefs. I mean, we find in Phuket, the dogs disappear off around the New Year period. The workers there, they look for black dogs. And they believe that black dogs, for some reason, taste better than a brown or a white dog, or has different properties. Again, a ridiculous belief. There's no evidence of that at all. But people believe these things. Same as they believe in China with the tiger parts and aphrodisiacs. So there's no basis for that whatsoever. Dog meat particularly is very popular in the winter in Vietnam because they feel it's supposed to be a meat that warms. There's again no evidence to suggest that at all.
In August 2011, police in the northeastern Thai province of Norkon Phnom and Si Son Kram rescued over 1,000 dogs when they intercepted four trucks attempting to smuggle them out of the country and sell them for their meat. Sadly, the lives of 119 of the dogs could not be saved because they died of suffocation in their utterly cramped cages.
Because it's so remote area of Thailand, it's very difficult to stop. The four trucks that were seized, two of them belonged to local government officials and one belonged to the Vietnamese. And whatever, there's a lot of money involved, people are greedy and corruption comes in. And certainly the governor of Nakhon Pathom province has stopped two of these convoys. But these convoys go on all the time. You know, it's not once every few months. It can be every night dogs are being transported over the river. The stealing of dogs is obviously illegal. That's theft. In any country, theft is illegal, but proving that is difficult.
Indeed, all that's left at the end of this tragic process is a disease-ridden corpse.
Where these dogs are coming from, rabies is endemic in that area, and particularly the handling of dogs for the dog meat trade in kitchens and restaurants, contacting rabies from handling dogs. There are documented cases of people who have not handled dogs but have eaten dog meat dying from rabies. In addition, certain parts of dogs can be very poisonous to people. The liver is very high in vitamin A, which would be poisonous to a human being. So there is a danger of rabies being spread in Vietnam from the dogs that they're importing from Thailand.
Distressingly, canines are also being murdered for their fur.
We have dogs that we rescued in Phuket from labour camps that were being skinned alive. Again, this is believed it's easier to skin a dog alive than it is dead, which doesn't make sense either. But furs, there's a big industry with animal fur in Asia for making of little pet toys, fur toys, and the fur will go for that. That's generally what it's used for.
What is the Soy Dog Foundation doing to help stop the heinous dog meat industry?
We're looking now at ways of getting together with organisations in other countries to try and put pressure, to demonstrate, give petitions to embassies in different countries, asking the Thai government to, in effect, help to stop the trade to Vietnam and southern China. What we're looking at is stopping an illegal trade. What will be needed will be a team from Bangkok, totally unassociated with the area, to go up for a period to just ensure the laws are enforced. Thailand doesn't want this. You know, you speak to the Thai people, it's abhorrent to them. They don't like it. Probably 98% of Thai people would want this trade to stop.
Please make a conscious choice today and help end cruelty to animals. Be vegan, not only to save the lives of other beings, but also your own. Let animals be our friends, not our food. John Daly, we appreciate the efforts of the Soy Dog Foundation to halt the dog meat trade and for its years of service to the canines and cats of Thailand. We pray the Foundation's benevolent, life-affirming work continues and that it rescues many more animals in the future. For more information on the Soy Dog Foundation, please visit www.soydog.org. Intelligent viewers, this concludes this week's edition of Stop Animal Cruelty. May all animals be eternally blessed by the Creator.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.